This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, it is Friday. It's always
It Friday
around here. And Momo is in for Ireland. It is a wild card weekend. Great football all weekend long. And, of course, it is officially Bud Light Football Friday on 710 as we get you pumped up for all the games. Don't miss Rams All Access tonight at 7 with the voice of the Rams, J.B. Long, and Rams Super Bowl champion DeMarco Farr. And this weekend, be sure to crack open a Bud Light. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today for Super Wild Card Weekend. Bud Light Football Friday all day long on 710 ESPN. All right, so I got a huge weekend plan. It's like everything is like scheduled. I don't often do this.
You never do that.
So tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Sleeping in. Okay. That's number one.
That's written down.
Yeah.
How late? 9, 10?
Yeah, probably 10. Oh. Lay in bed for the morning.
How do you do that? My body doesn't do that.
1 p.m. Seeing MJ the Musical at the Pantages Theater.
Excellent.
I'm really excited for that. After the show, football.
Okay.
Sunday morning, get up, and I watch the Sunday morning news show. I watch all of them. I watch, get this, Shannon Breen, George Stephanopoulos.
Wow.
I watch Jake Tapper. I watch Dana Bash. I watch.
You and Beatle do this.
I watch Kristen Welker.
You watch all of them simultaneously?
All of them. I've got them all DVR'd. But
you DVR them and then fast forward through the commercials?
Correct. Yes, I do. Then after that.
Wow, this is super nerdy. Okay.
After that, going to see Mean Girls the Musical at the movie theaters.
This is a lot.
Yeah, I've got a 10:30 a.m. ticket for Mean Girls the Musical.
That's a real thing, 10:30 a.m. musical?
Yes.
Okay.
Coming back at home for football, getting ready for the Rams Sunday night. That is the entire weekend right there.
What are we going to eat?
Momo, here's the thing. I told you this off the air. I think I'm different than I was a year ago. I don't think I'm the same person anymore. I no longer live to eat. I think I eat to live. I always wanted to be an eat to live guy.
Me too.
It's probably a better way to be. I don't stuff myself the way I used to.
Yeah. Are you doing anything specific?
I'm not ordering Grubhub. I'm not ordering Uber Eats. I'm not ordering any of that stuff.
I think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
So you're cooking for yourself.
Correct, correct.
You're making your own food, whether that's microwave or...
Well, technically, we've got this nice food service that delivers healthy stuff every day.
I do the same.
Yeah, so that's how I'm rolling. But I'm not ordering donuts every night.
No, it's great.
I allow myself one night a week. This week, it was Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. That's my one night of
freebie. But you're ordering it and picking it up.
Correct. But only one night a week do I go off
the
schedule.
And how many did you have?
Just one.
That's it.
That's all I need.
That's great.
Yeah. Spicy chicken sandwich.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Now you're doing all kinds of stuff now.
I know.
No, tell me about your retreat.
I called it my Eat, Pray, Love retreat.
Did you talk a lot on the show about your retreat?
Just once with Ireland.
So Momo
It's not really his jam, so we didn't get into it.
You went on a New Year's retreat, right?
Yeah. Well, it was right before Christmas.
And it's you, and where'd you go?
Me and 18 other hot chicks, basically. They're
okay.
All my workout chicks that I go with.
Nice.
We all went to Costa Rica to
cool.
a yoga resort.
Yeah.
And called the Bodhi Tree. And it's in Nicoya. It's on the Pacific side. It's like, that's the area where that new documentary has all the people who live to be 100. There's a lot of
citizens. Oh, it's like, what do they call that, a blue zone?
Yeah, blue zone. So
I'm not as dumb as I look.
Yeah, I know. I'll leave that one right there.
Yeah.
So we went there. It was like every morning we got up, we worked out at either 8:30 or 9.
Yep.
Then you had whatever you wanted to do during the day. And then at 4 o'clock we did some kind of breath work thing or a dance thing or a dinner or whatever. And then one of the days we had a scheduled activity, which was we got on ATVs and rode to a motor.
Oh, that's cool.
Rode to a waterfall in the jungle and stuff.
Nice.
It was fun. And it was like, I realized that there's something like, I was like, I mean, I might be having a midlife crisis. This feels like what people
well,
do.
You know what? It's very midlife crisis like. Yeah. When you run away on a retreat
yep.
with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah. I mean, I know them a little.
Yeah.
I know them a lot better now.
Yeah.
Work out together. But we're not like, we only go back a few months.
Nothing wrong with a good midlife crisis.
Yeah, but I think mine's pretty healthy.
Yeah, no, it seems
doesn't
right.
that seem productive? It's not like I'm going out and spending a lot of money on cars.
No, not a bad one at all.
Yeah,
no.
I ziplined. I'm terribly
nice.
Afraid of heights.
Ziplining is so much fun.
I am so afraid of heights.
Yeah.
And I just said, if I don't do it now with this group of people, because everybody, the other people were scared.
Right.
And we all just made each other do it.
Yeah.
And I'll never do it. And so I just did it. It was really good. It was
Bergman,
really
you went ziplining in Costa Rica, right?
Yeah, went ziplining in Costa Rica. I've gone ziplining in a lot of different places.
But I don't know if you know how scared of heights I am.
Oh,
like, I get scared getting near the top of a building.
Woo, 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 woo.
That's what they say in Costa Rica.
Yeah, that's what they
That's woo, where you got it. That's where you got
I swear to God, that's where that came from.
That is, I know.
The
that's,
guys
I
heard- that The guys that let you out on the zip line. When they push you out, you and I went to the same place.
Right.
They all go, woo, 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 woo.
So every time I hear it now, I think of that place in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Because, and it's amazing that that was what it was from.
Little tip, and
yeah.
you probably found this out. Hawaii is crazy expensive. I can't even, I won't spend that money under any circumstance. Costa Rica is like a really
so
inexpensive
bad.
Version of Hawaii.
Yeah. It was really fun. It was also fun to be, I mean, you think, like 19 girls around each other, women in our 30s and 40s, and we're all
right.
like moms and we have jobs and stuff, and we all just like completely abandon our responsibilities for 5 days.
Right.
And it was great. And we ate like a bunch of healthy food. And
sure.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to say there was no other extracurricular activity. There was,
right.
you know, a little of the
little partying.
Libations.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, libations, I
yeah.
guess. But there was, it was like, it was really fun to just completely get away from your life for 5 days.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, and I did things I would never do, right?
Right, zip lining.
Yeah, zip lining.
Yeah.
And the waterfall thing, I was
waterfall,
like, I've always
that's
wanted
cool.
to swim up to a waterfall. Okay, enough. Yep, okay. Got it.
Jeez. So impatient today.
Damn.
Telling
you
a story about Costa
me,
Rica.
He let me go longer than John did.
Oh, John doesn't let anybody go long on anything. It's not false.
What do you think?
You're moving past it quick.
What do you think the most expensive wild card game is this weekend? What's the highest get-in price, the most in-demand, what game?
Detroit.
It is. It's the Detroit game.
Wow.
Right now, the average ticket price for Lions-Rams is $1,259. And the get-in price is $527.
Wow.
Jeez.
No other game has a get-in price over $230. So the Rams-Lions game basically has doubled the demand.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, think about it. These people haven't been forever, these people.
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years. It's been since 1991 they've hosted a playoff game. So I understand it, and it's Stafford coming back, and they've had a storybook run.
Does he get cheered or booed?
It's a very good question. I think he absolutely gets cheered.
I do, too.
Yeah. If they handle it right, he gets cheered. Bergman, do you think he gets cheered?
Yes, absolutely. When he comes in.
When they introduce him.
When they introduce him, and then when he's playing, absolutely not.
Of course not, yeah. No.
Yeah,
then,
once the game
no.
starts, you are an enemy.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen.
Brian?
Yeah, when he introduced from the tunnel, cheers, first time he takes a field, yeah, they'll boom.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah, but then if you're soft like me, then you might have a soft.
You have empathy for the other team.
Me and my empathy.
Yeah, empathy is so soft.
I know.
In sports, empathy is a good quality to have in life, but in sports, you can't have
empathy
for your opponent.
I mean, what is that?
Yeah, what is that is a good question, Mama. What is that? I didn't even get to the Chancellor in the OnlyFans account.
We can do Nut Milk if you want.
You can do it next.
Save that. Okay, I'll do Chancellor and OnlyFans account.
Those two.
Nut Milk, I don't know about. but it's clearly...
F it Friday.
Yeah, it is.
It Friday. I was saving it for the end of the show.
Quick reminder here. We have got fifth row seats to see Lakers OKC Monday night at Crypto.com Arena. The tickets go up for grabs at 3:30 today. But here's the catch. You've got to be able to answer a question from each show this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yesterday, today. There's already been a question for today.
Yep.
If you can answer all five at 3:30, you win fifth row seats to see Lakers Thunder Monday night, thanks to BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Get ready. It's coming up. Mason Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. So you're out for the weekend, having a good time, and bam, get into an accident. Let me tell you something. If you're injured in an accident, this is traumatic. Your body is trying to recover. Your mind is racing. You know you got to see a doctor. There are lots of long and confusing phone calls and eventually medical bills and more headaches. If you're injured in an accident, if something happens this weekend, just remember to call Jacob. Instead of dealing with everything yourself, make one call to Jacob. Let him handle the rest. Jacob will guide you through the process. And on top of all that, he'll also fight to get you the settlement that you deserve. You should take it easy. Don't stress. Let Jacob deal with the rest. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember the catchy jingle.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. And don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
A lot of coleslaw slander.
Seriously?
Today. I don't know how the subject came up, but I think coleslaw is one of the best sides for a meal. Where's the best coleslaw you can get?
Kentucky Fried Chicken
is the best coleslaw. It's so
good.
I don't know what it is.
Why did we just drink KFC?
KFC is the best coleslaw. Like, there are times where I'll go get a burger somewhere, then I'll drive to the Kentucky Fried Chicken just for the coleslaw.
Really?
To go with the burger. Yeah, they have such good slaw.
Ridiculous human being.
What do you mean, a ridiculous
you know what human being?
That is somebody who does not settle.
Correct. I'm not settling for bad coleslaw. I want KFC coleslaw.
Going to get coleslaw, period, all by itself is nonsense.
No.
Coleslaw, that makes no sense.
I guarantee you he doesn't just say, give me two sides of coleslaw.
No.
You get some chicken too, right?
No, no, no.
He had peanut butter cups delivered to his house, just peanut butter cups.
For example, I will go to get a burger at In-N-Out.
Right.
Okay? And then I'll go to the KFC to get the coleslaw to go along with the burger. That's the side I want, along with the animal fries.
But you only get coleslaw at KFC. Like, you don't accidentally go, oh, I'll take a bucket of chicken too.
No.
For later.
Those were the days. Eat a bucket of chicken.
Are we just going right past the fact that you're getting coleslaw, period? Coleslaw is not a side. It's an excellent addition to In-N-Out.
You know, that is a super out of the mainstream view, that coleslaw is not a side. In fact, if you go to menus all over the place, it'll literally say sides, and one of them will be coleslaw. It is a side.
I bet that if we talk to enough people, more people would say, there's no way I'm touching that coleslaw.
It's like
than
salad
I want to
and
order
mayonnaise.
Coleslaw.
What's there
it's mayonnaise and cabbage.
It's cabbage and
it's
mayonnaise.
It's not even salad. It's
nothing
cabbage
wrong with that.
Cabbage and mayonnaise.
Do we have a consensus? Brian, you're anti-slaw?
Some carrots
I'm
in
not
there too.
Anti, but
you're a slaw hater.
I wouldn't say
slaw hater. You're a slaw hater.
DeAndre?
I don't enjoy it all the time.
DeAndre, you're a slaw hater.
Slaw hater.
The KFC slaw?
In the back, Graham. No slaw. No slaw. Warren, no slaw.
No slaw.
And Parker, because he's a weirdo, has been doing some weird thing with his fingers to make a heart.
I think he likes the slaw. Yeah, Parker likes the slaw.
Yeah, that's why he's an Angels fan.
Okay, here, I'm just going to throw something weird at you. Ready?
Oh, that wasn't weird? Okay.
Zach LaVine, Laker?
No.
Okay. Side try.
You can just do it like that if you want. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
Name names.
Klay Thompson, Laker.
Maybe.
Really?
I mean, probably not this year.
Well, wait. But
there's a maybe for next year.
There was a report that they're melting down everything in Golden State. Everybody
they might.
Everybody but Steph is on the block.
I don't disagree with that. I think that's under consideration. Let's see how they do between now and the trade deadline.
Could the Lakers figure out a way to get Klay Thompson?
I don't think it makes I will say this. I don't think it makes sense to move him during the year because he's an expiring contract. So salary cap wise, unless he's in a Siakam deal or something, like now you're getting a guy that you're going to sign long term to go alongside.
But isn't he of value as an expiring contract? And by the way, for the Lakers, it's his favorite team his whole life. Isn't there a pretty good chance that if you trade for him, he's here, he winds up signing with the Lakers?
Yeah.
Long term?
Yeah, but I don't think they trade him unless they're getting somebody back they really want.
D'Angelo Russell, go back home.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that one
never
doesn't
really
work.
Wanted
that one doesn't work. But you'd probably have to move Austin Reeves.
Yeah, I think Austin Reeves is the guy that when teams call the Lakers, that's who they ask for.
So the report says that everybody's off the table except for Seth Curry. Is that
Steph?
Steph.
What'd I say?
Seth.
Seth.
God, what is wrong with me today?
I don't know.
So, besides Steph Curry, is that actually what it means? Like, is Steph completely off the table? No
yes.
way, no how he gets moved.
Yeah, no way.
They're
ever.
Not. He's
okay.
Yeah,
just,
no.
You know, I just want to see if there's a
no
possibility.
No way, never ever.
So anyway,
because they talk LeBron and Steph always having those conversations.
Anyway, about DeJounte Murray.
Maybe. I could see that.
He
would help them.
What's Trae Young?
He would help them a lot, but I don't think they have enough to get him. I don't think Atlanta would do that for what the Lakers could offer.
And you shot down Brogdon earlier.
I didn't shoot that down. I just don't think that's really what they need. I think there's interest in a point. They need a point guard. It would be better if it was a big point guard and somebody who was athletic and could guard.
Right.
So he doesn't check all those boxes, but he's a point guard and he's on the bigger side, I guess.
Right.
So, okay, you don't get everything in one bundle, but at least it helps you organize an offense.
Okay. All right, let me get to this thing that I've been teasing for an hour. There is a university chancellor at the University of Wisconsin who has been fired because he and his wife have an OnlyFans account called Sexy Happy Couple.
Wow.
The guy's name is Joe Gao, former chancellor, University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He says the termination violates his First Amendment rights and the school's own policy on freedom of expression.
Mm.
Do you think they did the right thing by firing this guy?
Well, how bad is the OnlyFans?
It's sex.
Oh,
he and his wife having sex.
Oh, all
on
the way.
OnlyFans? Yeah, all the way.
Behind a paywall.
Yeah, behind a paywall, right? For whatever their price is.
Oh, yeah,
for OnlyFans.
Can't do that. Because there's usually the sort of non-disparagement, but there's also you can't embarrass the company or cause public disrepute.
So I had this conversation with Bergman.
It's clauses.
Bergman disagrees with you entirely.
I do. I don't see why that is.
Corporate Greg, that is not very corporate of you.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, it's why is it, because you're having sex behind a paywall,
right,
that you have to pay for, why is that making the university look bad?
I think
behind a paywall does not mean behind an actual wall.
Right. You're a university chancellor, I would imagine you're expected to set a tone, be an example, all that stuff.
Again, why is sex make you look bad for a university?
Okay, so watch this, Momo. Want to hear this?
Okay.
So if I had an OnlyFans account where I was having sex,
okay,
would I be fired?
No.
My ass. I would be canned.
Absolutely
so
not.
Fast. Are you kidding me?
You would not.
I would be so canned.
I think you'd be canned.
I'd be canned.
I don't think so.
And this is not a freedom of speech issue. He's more than entitled to do this. It's freedom of speech. It's freedom of expression. But it's not okay for the boss, so he's gone. He can keep doing it. It is a free country, but I think if you're a university chancellor, no. I understand why he was fired. Don't yawn. You're on YouTube.
Oh, sorry. That's a very Ireland thing.
We're going to have a super cut of that, by the way.
Yeah, no, there's going to be, at the Mandy's this year, there's going to be a super cut of all the time.
Like, I was at the game last night, and yeah, then I have a five-year-old who comes in.
There's no such thing as a pass on 710 ESPN.
There is not.
Nobody gets a pass for anything.
You see, last year, I was trying to do some like fist bump thing, and they pulled it and put it on.
But I don't seem tired.
But you did just give a massive yawn.
It's an involuntary thing.
Yeah, but it indicates you're sleepy, bored, uninterested in what we're saying.
I mean, LeBron yawned.
It's
last
true,
night.
He did.
He did. Totally yawned like several times.
And we know how it turned out. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Fifth row Fridays. Now,
did we get a question?
Yes.
Yeah, we did, huh?
We did.
I like the question.
I've got all five questions lined up and ready to go. This is for fifth row seats to Lakers Thunder Monday night at Crypto. This is a great game. SGA's coming to town. So if you have been listening all week long, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. If you've not been listening all week long, you don't have a chance, so please don't tie up the line for somebody that's been paying attention. A lot of people will take notes during the week.
Swag system doesn't work here.
No, swag system will not fly. So if you know right now, if you want to play, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Got to mention, it is BBGO Fifth Row Fridays. Thanks to BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. The quiz for fifth row seats coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. BBGO Fifth Row Fridays. Got fifth row seats for Monday night. SGA and Oklahoma City Thunder at Crypto.com Arena. I've got a question from each show we did this week. If you can answer all five, you're going to the game and you'll be in the fifth row on Monday. So, Momo, here we go. Let's start with Rolando in Echo Park, caller number 7. Rolando, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you guys.
All right, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. One. This is from Monday. If all of Greg Bergman's dreams would come true, where would he go?
Hawaii.
Correct. Number two. What nickname did Morales give Pepe Mantilla on Tuesday?
I forget. Hopefully not horse.
Yeah, no, we're all thinking of that. Yeah, that's not it. All right.
The horse.
There you go. Pepe had a big week. All right, let's try Robert in Long Beach. Robert, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Mason. Thanks for choosing.
Absolutely, man. So if all of Greg Bergman's dreams came true, where would he go?
Hawaii. Mason, I just have to say this, though.
Yeah.
When you were mentioning, I'm an attorney, and when you were mentioning the rules, you said if you can answer all five questions and you win, I'm going to go ahead and answer Hawaii and then puppies for all the rest, because you did not mention that you had to answer them correctly. So I think I won.
What?
I don't think that's right at all. No, but
you
I know
have,
you're.
You have to answer all five.
If there's one thing
correctly.
I love, it's litigiousness. I don't think that's right.
No, we've always said you have to answer all five questions.
Yeah,
correct.
So number two, what nickname?
Is not correct or correct?
What nickname did Morales give Pepe Mantilla?
I'm gonna say puppies because you just said answers, not that they had to be correct answers.
Oh my God. Is this really happening?
I think this violates sort of the spirit of the rules.
No,
the game.
It's not even the spirit of the rules. It has been said on the air many, many times, Robert, that you have to answer all five questions correctly. He may not have said it in this last one, but it has said many, many times. It's in the rules.
This is ridiculous.
It's in the rules. We have rules. GKB is very particular about rules.
Right.
They're in the rules.
There are contest
there
rules.
There are
right.
actual contest rules.
Oh, my God.
That say you have to win all. You have to answer all five questions correctly.
All I need is to hear from a lawyer on Friday.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Let's do this for real. Can we edit that out of the podcast? Let's go to Gary in Los Angeles. Gary, I don't know if you know this or not, but you must answer all five questions correctly.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. If all Greg Bergman's dreams came true, where would he go?
Hawaii?
Yes. What nickname did Morales give Pepe Mantilla on Tuesday?
The Tijuana Tornado.
Yeah,
now you're talking. Number three, what L.A. Rams player is part of an a cappella group?
Oh, man. The rookie. Oh, man.
You're on the right track.
Take your time.
Man. Oh, my goodness. I know it's my Kyron. It's the other rookie. Oh.
Three.
Oh, my goodness.
Two.
Evans.
Ethan Evans, you tried the punter. That's not right. Thank you. He was right there, too.
He was
had the rookie. He had the whole thing. All right, let's go to Julian in Redlands. Julian, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, you know the first two, Greg Bergman's dream, if his dreams come true, where he goes?
Hawaii.
Nickname for Pepe Mantilla?
Tijuana Tornado.
What L.A. Rams player is part of an a cappella group?
Kobe Turner.
Yep. What is the name of the restaurant in Downey that got fined for revealing uniforms?
Something Cantina.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. You're right there too. He's in the right ballpark. What are you this and
it
for?
Was close.
Yeah, it was close. He heard it.
Yeah.
He just didn't remember it. That's the key. That's why some people take notes. Let's go to Santa Fe Springs and Bob. Bob, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Okay. Bergman's dreams come true. Where does he go?
Hawaii.
Nickname for Pepe Mantilla?
The TJ Tornado.
There you go. What L.A. Rams player is part of an a cappella group?
Kobe Turner.
What is the name of the restaurant that got fined for revealing uniforms that's in Downey?
BJ's?
No, I'm sorry. If you don't know the answer to that,
hang up. No, that's not true, because if you don't get called next, maybe the next person knows it, but
you might know number five. No. If you don't know the name of this restaurant, then you probably shouldn't be. Let's go to Carlo in L.A. Carlo, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes, senor. All right. Greg Bergman's dreams come true. Where does he go?
Hawaii.
Nickname for Pepe Mantilla?
Tijuana Tornado.
Rams player part of an a cappella group?
Kobe Turner.
What is the name of the restaurant in Downey that got fined for revealing uniforms?
Hoyos Locos.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
This is a big one.
This is for everything. It's from today. What's the name of the pizza place with the long line that made us, me and Juan, get pizza at the 99-cent place? What was the good place with the long line in New York by Bryant Park?
Joe's Pizza?
Yeah!
Hey!
You got it. Congratulations, Carlo, man. You're going to be in the fifth row at Lakers Thunder on Monday night. You are going to have just an unbelievable time, man. And make sure you stop up and see John Ireland and Michael Thompson before the game. You can do pictures and all that kind of stuff with them. Congratulations, man. Who are you bringing with you?
Bring my girlfriend with me. Man, the next week is my birthday week, man. This means
all right.
Honestly, Mason and Ireland is like my favorite thing, like in life. I know that sounds kind of sad, but no, I love you guys. Like,
doesn't
for real.
Sound
like,
sad.
No, that sounds. Carlo, thank
That's
you,
cool,
man. That's really, really nice. Happy birthday! I'm
well,
glad
you're the
this
guy
worked
that
out.
Win this.
Yeah, you're the right winner. Thank you,
thank
Carlo.
You so much.
Happy birthday, man! Enjoy.
See, we started with that weird lawyer call and then turned
into
this
lawyer
guy.
Call. Yeah. Thanks to BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. By the way, Fifth Row Fridays, I think we got 9 more weeks of Fifth Row Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And you know, Monday, speaking of BBGO, you know, Monday, me and Ireland, live at Ralph's in Manhattan Beach with D-Fish and with Machine, Sasha Vujicic.
I see Sasha. Ask him about he's like, he owns a winery or something.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I heard he's got a winery.
He comes to a lot of Laker games.
Yeah. So we're going to be out there on Monday starting at 1. It's a live show with our friends from BBGO. You can win great prizes. Like if you show up in Redondo Beach at Ralph's on Monday between 1 and 4, you got a chance to win tickets to Lakers Nets on January 19th. We got a Papa Shot game going on. The BBGO food truck is out there. Dumplings for everybody. It's Ralph's, 1413 Hawthorne Boulevard in Redondo Beach, Monday from 1 to 4, Mason and Ireland on 710 ESPN. Well, congratulations to Carlo. That's really nice that he won that. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. Honestly, I don't remember whose game it is today.
It is I.
Oh, it is oh, I. Boy. It is producer Brian. I believe everybody's very close in Game of Games this month. I don't think anybody's got more than one, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought I had two.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I think there's a couple of us.
You're right, you do. All right, Game of Games is coming up next. Momo's here for John 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time on a big
It Friday.
And it is producer Brian's game today. Bergman, do we have a score this month?
We probably do.
Yeah, yes, I'm sure we do.
Yes, we do.
It is Brian 2, Bergman 2, Trish 1, Ireland 1, Michael Thompson 1, Laura 1, Mason 1.
Who won yesterday? Do we have them
yesterday.
All? You won yesterday.
I won yesterday.
So you are on there. Mason 1.
Yeah. All right. So, Brian, what kind of game we got today?
Got a little bit of a celebrity January birthday game.
Okay.
Do we have someone else to play?
Is Cappy or somebody there?
I was so thrown Cappy, off by the
Shinano,
lawyer.
Anybody?
One of you want to put someone lawyer. Back there that wants to. Where's DeAndre? Yeah.
Damn lawyers.
Just ruin everything.
Throwing me off. DeAndre!
Insert lawyer joke here, by the way. Lawyers are nice people, I'm sure. Some of them are.
Yeah,
all right, so, yeah, we can hear everything you're saying.
But then it was like, okay, no, we're sticking to this.
I thought he was serious for a second there.
Yeah, I think he might have been.
Lost his chance.
Yeah. By the way, consult the ESPN Los Angeles website for all of our contest rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Bergman, just play. If nobody's there, just play.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. What? Is somebody playing? Okay. Oh, it's DeAndre. Excellent. DeAndre looks thrilled to be here. DeAndre, are you ready?
Greg Bergman calls your name, DeAndre.
Are you ready for Game of Games, DeAndre? Okay, so DeAndre Hawkins is here. And the game is a birthday game for the month of December. It started off, it's like all over
January.
The place. January. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
What I say?
Thank God it's
December.
Friday.
December, January.
This is like
it's
a,
Friday, you know?
This is like this an expansion of the birthday game. So it's not just, usually the birthday game is that actual day.
Right.
But this is just, you know.
January
easier.
Birthday.
Yes.
This is just way easier for you to do.
So is this multiple choice?
Okay. Multiple choice, yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, my
perfect.
God.
Right at my
okay.
Right Bergman, you on the
scoreboard?
A
lot of effort here. Okay.
Sure, I'll take the scoreboard.
All right, here we go. First one. Betty White has a birthday January 17th. As Betty revealed in her own book, what did she say her favorite meal was? A, hot dog and french fries. B, fried chicken and mashed potatoes. Or C, salmon and wild rice.
I'll go first. I will say, what was number one?
Hot dog and french fries.
Hot dog and fries. That sounds like Betty White to me.
I will also say hot dog and fries.
Okay, DeAndre?
I'm going to say salmon.
Salmon. Fries. All right.
What was the middle one?
Fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Fries, chicken, mashed potatoes.
It is hot dog and fries.
Hey, Mason and Momo on the board.
Woo!
All right, number two. Kevin Costner has a birthday January 18th. What job did Costner hold in L.A. before he was a big-time actor? Was he A, a surf instructor, B, a city landscaper, or C, a bus driver for tours of Hollywood celebrity
homes.
Wow,
okay.
Homes. Okay. Momo, you're first.
City landscaper.
Landscaper. DeAndre.
I'm going to go with landscaper as well.
Landscaper. Bergman.
The surf instructor.
Surf. And I'm going to go landscaper.
Ah, everyone's wrong. He was a bus driver for the celebrity homes.
Was he? Really?
Wow.
Cool.
Tours of Hollywood.
Okay, Mason 1, Momo 1. What's next?
Dolly Parton has a birthday January 19th.
Nice.
How many songs of Dolly Parton have reached number one on the Billboard country charts?
Written or sung?
Sung, I believe.
Sung, okay.
Okay, that's a big difference.
19, 26, or 42?
DeAndre.
26.
Wow. Wow, they're all over
26.
The place.
Bergman.
I'm going to go with 19.
I'm going to go with 26. Momo.
42.
It is 26.
26. Nice.
So who got that?
DeAndre and Mason.
DeAndre and Mason. All right. So it's Mason 2, Momo 1, Greg nothing, DeAndre 1.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Commanding lead.
Rainn Wilson was born on January 20th.
Dwight,
exactly. It was reported that Rainn was supposed to get a center point of an Office spinoff. What was that spinoff supposed to be called? Schrute Farms, The Farm, or Beats?
Beats, Bears, Battlestar Galactica.
Bergman, you're first.
Oh, I'm first?
Yeah.
Schrute Farms.
I never watched the show, so I will say Schrute Farms. Momo?
Beats.
Beat.
Schrute Farms.
Schrute Farms.
Nobody got this. Just The Farm.
Just The Farm. Oh, okay, nobody got that one. Damn.
Schrute Farms would have been a good name.
Yeah. All right, another fellow co-star of The Office, Ed Helms, birthday January 24th, star of The Hangover, Office, and a bunch of other movies.
Yep.
In a bluegrass band called what? The Lonesome Trio, Lonesome Trio, The Sound Miracles, or The Grooving Trio?
Mason says Lonesome Trio. Momo?
What was that middle one?
The Sound Miracles.
I like that.
Sound. DeAndre.
Is it The Groovesome? Is that one of the answers?
The Grooving Trio.
Grooving. I'm going to go with that one.
Grooving trio, and yeah. Bergman.
I like The Sound Miracles.
Sound Miracles.
Oh, this one's Mace. The Lonesome Trio.
Yeah, nice. So
has a commanding lead. Really
commanding lead.
3-1-1-0.
Yeah. Damn. Bergman, this is not your day.
Not at all. Lawyer got in my head.
All right, we got number 6. Alicia Keys was born January 25th. Started singing at the age of 12 years old. How many Grammys has Alicia Keys won so far in her career? 24, 19, or 15?
Okay, Momo?
15.
Momo says 15. DeAndre?
I'm going to go 19.
19. Bergman?
24.
24. I'm going 19.
Momo with this one on 15.
All 15 right. is right.
That's a
okay.
lot.
That is
a lot.
A lot
of Grammys.
That is a lot. Mason 3, Momo 2, DeAndre 1, Bergman zip.
Nice. 0. Oh, ooh. Going for the Curtis.
Yeah, no, now you got
now
a chance
to try.
Try to get the wrong answer.
Greg,
exactly.
You're so thrown.
No, but now he's got a great opportunity. It's very hard to answer every question
you're right.
wrong.
You're right.
Correct.
True. All right, here we go.
Oprah, how many left?
Two more.
Two more
okay. in the tiebreaker. Oprah Winfrey has a birthday January 29th. Huh. How many episodes of the Oprah Winfrey Show were there over 25 seasons?
Okay.
Is it A, 4,561, B, 3,846, or C, 5,150?
Okay. I am leading, so I will go first, and I will say 3,846. Momo, you're running second.
4,001.
4,561.
I'm going to go with that one as well.
4,561. And Bergman.
What's the one that's not taken? 5,000 whatever?
5,150.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
It is 4,561
oh,
shows.
Oh, we're making a comeback.
Oh, that's time.
Momo and DeAndre.
Let's go.
DeAndre's one back. How many are left?
I got one more in a tiebreaker.
So yeah, okay, so I've lost.
You're up.
But,
oh,
I can
but you
still
can
get
still
zero.
Get the... Right.
Yeah.
I actually did math in my head.
Good for you.
For that one, in my head.
Come on,
right,
zero.
200 shows a year, 25 years, okay.
Justin Timberlake, born on the last day of January, January 31st, also has won a bunch of Grammys. How many Grammys has Timberlake won? 8, 10, or 18?
Okay. I have to go first since I'm leading, and I will say 10.
Momo.
15.
15.
18.
15 is not
okay.
a choice. 18. Yeah.
Okay.
DeAndre,
you got to go opposite. You got to opposite them too.
So you'd have to go eight. You have to go 8 if you want
to
win, DeAndre.
I got to go 8 then.
Okay. Good. Right. And Bergman,
I got to go 8 for the loss.
8 for the loss.
This one, Mason is 10.
Yeah. Oh, Mace gets the win. 2 in a row.
Win. Awesome.
Hey, I got the Curtis.
And you got the Curtis.
Hey!
Come on. It's hard to get every answer
it
wrong.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like statistically harder and harder to get them wrong.
Right.
Hey, you want my tiebreaker?
Yeah, tiebreaker. Yeah, let's do it for fun.
Betty White, star of Golden Girls, first aired in 1985. How many episodes of the Golden Girls are there?
Oh, wow. 85.
Thank you for being
okay, so.
Driving okay.
Down the road and back again.
Okay. I've got an answer. I'm going to say 260. Momo?
I will say 500.
500.
That's not a lot.
DeAndre?
I'm going to go like 150.
150.
I said Bergman. 173.
173.
Wow, Bergman right there, 180.
Hey, that's it. I win something. Curtis yeah, and the tiebreaker.
It's only like a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
So that means Mason is tied for the lead this month?
Yes. Brian 2, Bergman 2, Mason 2, Trish 1, Ireland 1, MT 1, Laura 1.
It is my year.
May I ask why, how come I don't play Game of Games as much? You know, cause
I feel like
I don't get invited as much. And I'm in the studio a lot, man.
I don't know why. It's crazy. You know
it's actually because Mason said, hey, get anybody but DeAndre.
Yeah. Never been the case.
That's crazy.
But I always want DeAndre. And you know what? Because I won... coleslaw for everybody.
Nobody wants that.
I want to know if I don't think Cappy's on here. What? I want to see if Cappy likes coleslaw. Oh.
Cappy, is he on there?
He should be there. Cappy,
hello.
I guess not.
No. Okay. Tell you what. Let's hit the super stager. What's going on, guys?
Like that. Thank you.
I don't like coleslaw either. That's white people stuff.
Come on. Coleslaw is delicious.
Why's it got to be about white people?
Yeah,
that's just saying. That's white people stuff.
Everything
you go to that Carne Asada, there's no coleslaw there, bro.
Tell you what. In Pittsburgh, you'll know this, Cappy. In Pittsburgh, the Yinzers.
Yeah.
They put their coleslaw right on the sandwich.
Right.
Permanny's.
Yeah, Permanny Brothers.
Yeah,
you get fries.
You take fries, slaw, and then whatever else you want on it, you put it all on one big sandwich.
Sounds so good.
Nice. So what's up? What is going on, guys? We were talking about you being high maintenance earlier today, Cappy. Somebody called in during 2 o'clock call of the day and said, why is Cappy so high maintenance?
Oh, my goodness.
Why is it that you seem to be, and by the way, you've overtaken me as the most kind of, I don't want to say temperamental, but the most high maintenance person here at the station.
You didn't hear me at the end of the show yesterday, Mace?
I literally said, as
I signed off, I said, who would have thought Mace would have lost that battle?
I know. I've gotten much more accommodating. So, Cappy, what's the story?
Is this all because of my whole issue that I had the other night?
It's more than that.
It's a totality of things.
It's everything. It's like you and the schedule and when am I on and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, and is it also related to the first week of the new year still not being back on the air?
Yeah, you didn't come back when everybody was supposed to start back on January 2nd, and you had to take another week, yeah.
Right, yeah. Momo, did you hear the story about what happened to me the other night at Staples?
I've actually had this experience, too, where you walked into a club and didn't realize that the food cost something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I went to my friend and I. We were staying up at the Bacara in Santa Barbara.
Ooh,
and, that's where I cashed in my.
That's some money right there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Tell me what it is. What's the Bacara?
No, it's a really nice resort up there, and that's where I cash in my Marriott points. That's okay. Build them up. Go take a 2 or 3 day weekend there. I would never spend that much money on a hotel, but it's like really nice to go there when you're not paying for it. Anyway. We saunter into this like club.
You sauntered.
We sauntered.
Okay. They were sauntering.
Yeah. And it was right next to like where the spa area is. And I was. It said something like, you know, like Marriott preferred members. And I have some status at Marriott. I got a lot of points and everything.
Okay.
So I just assumed that this was like George, like what we go to.
Concierge lounge, right? Yeah.
And I start my friend and I. We start taking food and everything, and then the woman goes. Are you invited here? And I said, yes, I'm a Marriott, you know, member or whatever. And she goes, no. It's like a special thing for this particular resort. And I go, oh, like how much is it? And she was like, oh, it's $500 a day.
No.
And I was like, oh, okay. So we're just going to put all this food back.
You put it back?
We just put our plates down and walked out.
Cappy, that's an interesting strategy. So when you got the second plate, you found out it was $75 a plate. Did you think about putting the food from the second plate back?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, after I grabbed the second plate, and Momo, you heard what happened, right?
Yeah.
So the bartender gave me the plate. I thought he was just being polite because he knows Kate's, right? And I just thought it was like a hookup. Like, I thought Kate's
Did you know that it cost food, that it cost for food in there?
I did not.
I wouldn't have known that.
I didn't know. I thought once you're in there,
You're in, the food's free.
America's guest. Everybody, take whatever you like.
So what happened is when I had the one plate, and I had put some salmon on it and some pesto chicken on it. It was delicious, by the way. And
for $75, it better be.
Yeah, and then what happened is I cleared off the plate, And then I went back to the other side of the Lexus Club.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to the tri-tip chef, and I was like going to ask him to put some tri-tip on there,
mm-hmm.
he actually looked at me and he's like, don't bring me a dirty plate, you animal. Get me a clean plate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he, I said, well, okay, where should I do that? And he goes, from your table. Now I'm sitting there thinking I'm at the bar.
Right.
So as I was walking back from the tri-tip guy back to the bar, there was a full stack of plates where the wait staff might actually uh-huh. go set the tables. So I saw this full stack of plates and I grabbed one.
Right.
You know? And I walked like, and I was, by the way, I didn't stop and grab one. I mean, I grabbed it in motion, like as if it was a very natural thing to do.
Right.
And so at no point, Mace, do I know, now that I'm into two plates, I still don't know this costs money.
Yeah, you're $150 down at this point.
Right. And I don't know it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, I feel really bad about the whole situation for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Had I known
yeah.
that it was going to cost money.
You would have paid?
No, I would never have left. I would have sat down like a human being and had yeah. a meal at a table,
yeah.
not sitting there stuffing my fat face at the bar because I'm just thinking yeah. like, they're doing me a little bit of a favor. I'm just having a couple of shrimp cocktails. Yeah. It's no big deal, you know?
You know what we should do?
You would have just filled up in the press room for free and then gone upstairs.
I don't believe the food between the press room and the Lexus Club is comparable
at all.
That
might be true. However, I can tell you this. I'm a very low-maintenance kind of guy.
Oh, come on.
And I would have very happily gone to the press room, but I've not said this on the air, and
no,
I think I need to say
it. No, let's be honest. The press room food at
it's not good.
Crypto, it's not good.
It's not good.
But it's okay. Like, there's a salad. It's not,
I don't even eat it. Like, I tried it. I've had it, like, one time in my life, and I'm like, nah. And it doesn't even look good when you go.
I will just tell you this. Last time I went down to the press room, I had salad. I had
I like
vegetables.
The ice cream thing, the yogurt ice cream.
I like
thing.
The Uncrustables, the peanut butter and jelly
yeah,
Uncrustables.
Good. Yeah. But the you actual cooked food is not good.
Not good.
Listen, it's okay. It's fine by me. Yeah, it's fine by me. And I'll tell you something else in the press room. They got this popcorn machine, right?
Yeah, right.
So I take like a to-go box and I fill it with popcorn because in the 710 suite, popcorn, same amount, be like $250. So I show up with my own popcorn for people to share.
Right.
You know? So I was very happy to go to the press room.
How many popcorns do you carry?
So you're transporting popcorn from the press room to the suite.
How,
that's a good question. The popcorn is already included in whatever they're buying anyway.
How much popcorn can you actually bring? Enough
Mace,
for everybody from the press room?
Mace, listen. Upstairs in the suite, there's a peanut jar. There's a a potato chip like bowl.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I take two to-go cases at the
oh.
press room, fill them with popcorn and bring them to the suite.
Wait, do they charge you in the suite for things?
Yeah, well, I saved the company like $500 in popcorn.
I there is always a spread in the suite. I don't know that popcorn from the press room is necessary.
No, well, it's a nice thing to do rather than charge popcorn to the suite. Anyway, nonetheless, I just want to say one thing that I've not said on the air all week, and I think it's worth saying.
Oh, we've been waiting for this. Yeah, go.
I was very willing to go to the press room to have a nice little nosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know who wouldn't go to the press room and eat?
I don't know.
Morales.
Oh.
What?
Morales refused to go to the press room.
At all. He didn't want to go to the press room because of the food or because he doesn't want to be seen in the press room?
Just had no interest in it. And I was like, well, let's go get something to eat down in the press room. He's like, no, let's go to the Lexus Club. So you see, I was hungry and the Lexus Club had beautiful food.
Right. They tricked you. Now, next Wednesday, you know, the game's at 5:30 next Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really excited about it. Are you going to be in town? Are you going to be in North LA?
Oh, maybe I will stick around.
Oh, next Wednesday? We don't have a show?
What was Morales' reasoning for not going to the press room? Did he have a...
I don't think he wants... You know, he said so many things about so many people. I don't think he wants to hear so much.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you saying he's gutless? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that is gutless.
Is that what you're saying, Mace?
Because he is a bad guy.
I mean, he's not here to defend himself.
Right.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to be.
I hear him bag on me when I'm driving in the car.
Oh,
I think that's totally fine.
I feel like he's going to come running in here.
But next
Wednesday,
we need some hijinks, Cappy.
Well, I'm just thinking, though. George just said it. I think we're off the air that
day. Oh, you have no show?
Right.
Oh,
yeah, we're off that day.
Well, I'm going to that
Although
game.
I heard Greg wanted us to work an hour.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Who wanted you to work an hour? Why would you
That's
think
what
I
heard. That's what the hot rumor is around the station.
There's
Who told
a
you
hot
that?
Rumor that you're supposed to work an hour?
I don't reveal my sources.
Your source was
a
wrong.
A good journalist doesn't reveal
like,
his sources.
I like,
your source
I
was
like
incorrect.
Who's a good journalist? Cappy's response. Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
An hour?
Nuh-uh.
So let me ask you guys.
We're 12 again.
Let me do a
it.
Little content here. So, yeah. Son and I
have content for you, too. Go ahead.
Good. There is... no part of me, none, that believes the Rams will lose on Sunday night.
I mean, no part is a little strong,
no,
is what
no,
I would say.
Not a single part of me is worried.
They absolutely can lose the game. Like,
But won't.
I believe they'll win the game. At the very least, I believe they have a legitimate shot to win the game. As we've talked about, this is their best chance, I think, against the opponents that they could have had in this scenario.
We are going to rip their hearts out, George.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
The way you're phrasing this, though, Macy. The way you're saying it is like this. There's not one part of me that believes that they will lose. Rather, you should look at it like this. Every part of my fabric believes that they will win. You see, I feel like there's some negativity in there.
Well, no. Part of it is I know who the quarterback is on the other side. I have a feeling that the Lions lose the game more than the Rams win. I think the Rams are going to win, but I think Jared Goff is going to just shrink.
And what makes you guys like so confident that Jared Goff is so bad? Like, is it, like, for example,
I have experience, Cappy. Well, he was our quarterback.
Right. But do you want to win that way? Like, do you want the Rams to win because Jared Goff has a meltdown?
Just win.
See, no.
Oh, I don't care how they would win if I were in that scenario. I mean, he could have a meltdown. They could be awesome. It doesn't matter.
I never want to win because somebody else screws up. I want to win because I'm better.
In fact, you know, we do Mythical Money on the show. I just found a line that I want to make a bet on. So give me $5,000 Mythical Dollars, Bergman, on the fact that Matthew Stafford will have the most passing yards on Wild Card Weekend. He is 6-1 to have the most passing yards on Wild Card Weekend. That would be a $30,000 pop if he does it. I think he's going to have a magnificent game.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys like Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, Joe Flacco, all these guys who are playing indoors, I think these games are all shootouts. And it's interesting because the other games, Miami, Kansas City, for example, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, I mean, these games are going to be played in the most frigid of temperatures and snowstorms. They say that Kansas City game on Saturday night might be one of the coldest games in the history of the NFL.
Is that right?
Right there with the Ice Bowl and the Freezer Bowl.
Wow, what's the temperature in Kansas City Saturday night?
It's supposed to be wind chill minus 25.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Dude.
No chance. I, by the way, I think that favors Kansas City. It's 4 degrees there right now, by the way. At this moment, I just pulled up Kansas City weather. It's 4 degrees right now.
Hey, if you want to go to the game, tickets are now available for about $38 because Chiefs fans are like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Are they really
Saturday?
$38?
Saturday, the low or the high is 6 degrees and the low is minus 11 degrees.
Oh, my God.
That is brutal.
Yeah, the weather is ridiculous. It makes
you get
like,
kind of warm when you sit really close to 50,000 other people.
Cold is cold.
Mm-hmm. No way, man.
Cold is cold.
No
that
way.
Is rough. You see, the Lions and the get in price is over $500 for Lions Rams.
Oh, of course it is. They haven't had a freaking playoff game there in 30 years.
Yeah, and we're going to rip their hearts out.
90 whatever. Yeah.
All right. So, George, what do you have?
So I know, Mace, you don't love the Clippers, but they're going to get the All-Star game, it looks like, here in 2026.
That makes sense. New building, sure, you get an All-Star game.
I also think, Momo, is it true that the Forum will get some of the events, too, which would be incredible?
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah, well, see, Ballmer owns that, too.
Right.
He bought the Forum.
Does Ballmer own the Forum, too?
Yeah, he bought that in order to be able to build his arena.
Why do you have to buy the Forum?
It was a sort of competitive thing. The Forum was owned by Madison Square Garden, Live Nation, and then they had lawsuits with Ballmer for a number of years.
Right,
because
so he just bought it just to get them out of the way.
Inglewood that they wouldn't have a new arena that was competitive with them. So in order to take away all the legal stuff, Ballmer was like, "Here's $400 million. I'll just buy the Forum."
Because I think the Forum is aside from the Hollywood Bowl, Forum is probably my favorite place to see a concert. I've seen more
music
concerts
is there. Great there.
The music is great, but will some of that then be siphoned off and go to the new building?
Yes.
Because I don't think the new building.
It's a basketball only arena.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, really?
But the acoustics of the Forum are impeccable.
Exactly.
Basketball only, like as in they'll never
it's
put
built
a concert
for
there?
Basketball. Maybe they'll put a concert there, but
no,
it's,
they'll put some concerts.
It's built
there.
For
the
basketball.
First event is going to be a concert.
Like in other words, it's that you could never have hockey there because you have to have a certain dimension.
What
for
is
hockey.
The first event?
It's going to be a concert. I was told. I was not told what it was though.
Hmm.
When I did the tour,
You took the tour. Describe it.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the Forum inside, to be honest with you. Low ceilings. I walked around the entire thing with Gillian, their president, And she took me around the whole place. I went from all the way from the floor, all around, all the stuff they're building around it, outside, inside, the potential locker room area. But I went all the way up to the top. They have like cool,
the wall.
Like,
do you go up the wall?
Yeah, yeah. So we went up there, and we went up to like the. They have like these cool decks on the upper level for fans too. So it's not just for like the hoity-toity rich types that can take advantage of these cool decks with like bars and stuff like that. It's everybody that can do it. And then the seats up top, like when I got to the top level, I was like, oh, this feels really close to the floor. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was, it did not feel like other
so
arenas
is it
where
super
it feels
steep?
Like you're 1,000 miles up.
Is
super
it steep?
That's the whole point of it. It's to be super steep. And it's like create this wall of fans. And they have like restrictions on you can't wear the opposing team's gear if you sit in that section, right?
Really?
Yeah. That's the one side, right?
That's not constitutional.
I like that. No, I like that.
I don't think that's constitutional.
Hey, George, did you get to see any of the toilets?
Not constitutional. Yeah, did you make
I did
a duty?
See the toilets. They are nice.
Let's not do the lawyer thing right now.
No, I don't want to hear about the lawyer. Oh. Jesus.
George, did you make a duty on the toilets there? Did you mark your territory?
I did not. No, they weren't.
I would have.
Everybody gets one. It's nice. You get
Let
your
me
own
tell
personal
you,
toilet.
They weren't kidding. There's a lot of toilets.
Yeah.
It's great. There's only three
and they
toilets
have all
in
this
the press
like They have all this stuff like, and a lot of these stadiums have that now, where it's like almost like grab and go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
right. Yeah. Where you don't
scan
have to
your
see,
card
scan,
as you go in.
Exactly.
So it's like you kind of feel like you're shoplifting.
And do they have the scoreboard like?
You kind of do. You're like, I'm just taking the sandwich, and no one's.
Scoreboard
stopping
is going to be pretty badass.
Is the scoreboard like the Rams scoreboard?
It's going to be like that. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be incredible. Like it's going to be like Chase Center is probably the nicest building currently, but this is going to blow Chase Center away.
So is it going to make Staples Center? Is it going to make crypto seem antiquated?
Well, it is antiquated.
By comparison, it is.
I mean, it's antiquated anyway.
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah,
I mean,
it's
no
been
disrespect.
1999, so we're 25 years.
That's it. I mean, that's just it. Facilities nowadays, it is not the most technologically advanced place anymore. It was when it was built, and they do a great job of keeping it nice and clean and making it look good. But, by comparison, these new buildings, No big surprise,
Cappy,
right?
Did you ever make it onto the patio with Jay Moore?
That was supposed to happen last night. Didn't go.
Really?
Did not go
to
the game.
Oh, you didn't go to the game.
Right.
I'm going to get in there. Next Wednesday, I'm getting in.
Wednesday, okay. Talk to Jay.
I'm texting Jay right now. It's like,
but
this is the time.
Momo, if they do like the rookie game at the Forum, I feel like that'd be a cool event to go to.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, have games at the Fabulous Forum again.
Yeah.
High above the Western sideline at the Great Western Forum.
You know what's weird, guys? It is effing Friday, but I have not, I said this to Bergman earlier, I have not felt very effety all day long.
Why not?
Really? I don't know. For some reason, I feel like I'm having a slow start to the year.
It's okay. Yeah.
You feel like more like of an E guy or a G guy?
I feel like the Lakers and it's the first quarter and I'm down 20.
It was that lawyer.
That lawyer did piss me off.
What happened?
We were
what
going all the way there.
I don't know.
That's not even given.
Why? I don't even know the story. What happened?
No,
lawyer
just
call
trying
in?
To be all like, you know.
All I will say is consult the contest rules at ESPN Los Angeles.
Okay. Thought he was very, very smart.
Yeah. He was too smart.
So, Mace, maybe it's like, I don't know about you, but I feel like maybe it's just because the Paxlovid is finally like working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's I feel good. I've actually lost 2 pounds, have done no exercise, but I've actually eaten so clean. I'm only drinking water.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm only eating like good meals. Like it just.
Are you testing
negative
yet, or are you still testing positive?
So I'm going to test on the show today.
Oh wow!
Nice.
I feel really good. Like
what
I don't.
What time are you testing on the show?
I don't know. I think maybe last hour. Last hour we're going to.
Wow,
test.
That's a tease. So yeah, coming up at 6 o'clock.
Well, I'm going to start the
live
test
COVID test
in the 6 o'clock hour, and then we got to wait the 15 minutes to see what it looks
COVID
like.
COVID,
you know, within like 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can always tell within like 5 minutes.
Well, dude, when I took the original test on
Bright
Sunday,
pink.
That thing, it, like 30 seconds into it, it had both lines.
By the way, when you got it, the line shows up almost right away.
Yeah, it's the same thing with pregnancy. Like when you're pregnant, it's like you pregnant.
Yeah.
Pregnant, girl.
You pregnant.
You pregnant, girl.
That little plus sign comes up
fast. Actually, that would be a fun pregnancy test where it like said that to you. You pregnant, girl.
You pregnant.
George, take a pregnancy test.
I mean, I could if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah.
You don't have those
6:30
anymore. 6:30
a pregnancy test.
Six is COVID. 6:30 is pregnancy.
Exactly.
There you go. So, Mace, any big plans for the weekend? Or
you know, I've got so much going on. I'm going to see MJ the Musical tomorrow at the Pantages.
Okay. Oh, that sounds cool.
Sunday morning, I'm going to go see Mean Girls the Musical, and then the rest of it's going to be football, including the Rams tearing the hearts out of the Lions on Sunday night.
There it is.
Hey, Mace, is it true that Juan is going out of town and that Morales and I are invited to get into the hot tub with you? Is that true?
That might happen.
Oh, my gosh.
You hear that, Momo?
I want to know everything.
And Mace and Morales in the hot tub when Juan's out of town.
I just got like a...
Just put some extra chlorine in afterwards.
Which part? Which part grosses you out? Me or Morales? Both of us? Him more than me? Me more than him? Which part?
I think it's him more than you. I think. But the whole concept, the only two people who have ever been in that jacuzzi are me and Juan.
I'm kind of like, if I were you, Cappy, I don't know if the only two people who've ever been in that hot tub are Mace and Juan. Like, maybe
No.
We've seen the Costa Rica pictures,
the
waterfall. And
yeah.
Mace has probably very few, if very... I think Cappy and Morales have all the entries for Bit of the Year, basically, for the Mandy's.
Yeah, I think
Mace needs a hook.
I need something.
Because the ice skating thing did not go disastrous, which didn't help his cause.
Which is what would have made it Bit of the Year. Yeah. Although I thought I looked fairly ridiculous.
Right, but not enough to get you in the
I was worried for you. I was like, he's breaking something.
I said it earlier. I think I'm going Mandy-less this year. I don't see an opportunity for me to win. Hopefully the show. Mason and Ireland, I want to win. But I'm like the Susan Lucci.
Well, I think
of
it's your year. I mean, we won it right last year. I mean, it's somebody else's year now.
I mean, yeah,
you know
the 80 something show streak, right?
I mean, isn't it Travis streak? And Sliwa's year?
It should be Travis, right?
The year of the Trav and the Slee.
Mason and Ireland won the first year. Yeah. Shadano and Cap won the second year. It really should be Travis and Slee. They should. They've earned it. They deserve
Cappy doesn't
it.
Want to lose
but
that.
But Slee won
more.
Last year, host of the year.
Yeah, Slee won last
You know,
year.
Beto true. Duran could make a run here. He's got the
Beto
talk
Duran
now.
Should be man of the people. Like, literally,
yes,
like,
he
legitimately
should.
Is the
he,
man
it
of
should
the
be
people.
The Beto Duran man of the
who,
people award.
Who won
right.
man of the people last year?
Travis.
Travis. Well, Travis is man of the people, too.
He is, but yeah. Beto's more than a
Beto
than
is
a man
really
of
out there with the people.
He's winning that one.
Yeah.
Put his name on it now.
We're going to campaign for Beto.
The way he stole Andrew Whitworth's look last night. With the hoodie and the sport coat. I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Mace, I may stop by Monday before I go to Yamava.
Only
do
if
it.
You test negative.
Obviously if I test negative. Yeah.
That's the big thing, by the way. Monday's a gigantic day here at 710 ESPN. Mason and Ireland live at Ralph's in Redondo Beach with
right
BB
there on
Go.
Hawthorne. On Hawthorne near the 405. So you guys will be right between the 405 and the Del Amo Mall. You're right in my neighborhood.
Dumplings for everybody from BB
I
Go.
Love those dumplings.
Derek
those dumplings
Fisher's going to be there. Sasha Vujicic is going to be there. And then in the afternoon, it's you guys live at Yama for Monday Night Football.
I know I told you about the Total Wine next door, which is a great Total Wine there in Redondo, but what you need to do is have Sasha bring you some of his wine, the Alexander wine.
Oh.
That thing is delicious.
Does he have like a vineyard and stuff?
Oh, yeah, the family does, yeah.
Wow.
I've had his wine a bunch. It's good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's called
you know
Alexander
what happens
with
when
a
people
K.
Are not
Alexander
in the office?
With a K.
Yeah.
You know what happens when they're not in the studio? They don't realize it's time to go.
Well, it's not time to go. It's only time to go because you want to go.
Right.
I got places to go.
Oh, you can
go.
You can leave.
Where do you go?
Oh, wow. Mace just kicked you out, Momo.
I mean, I got Shabbat at the...
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say something else.
Shabbat.
I straight up thought you were
going to
say something else, and you said, I got
go get your Shabbat ready.
I got the kids Shabbat.
Friday night, it's Shabbat night.
Shabbat shalom, Momo.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom to you, girlfriend.
First time in history a radio show has ever ended like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Stupidity coming up.
Oh, tons of it.
Tons
it's
of
Friday.
It. Yeah, it's
you
Friday.
You know what? Since you didn't do F It Friday, we'll just F It Friday for you.
Yeah, be more effity than I was.
Okay.
You were weak today, man, with no F It Friday.
No, shut up.
Seriously.
Shut up.
You were like an E and a G, not an L.
Careful, Cappy. He's gonna blockade the
hot tub?
The hot tub.
Yeah, that's right.
Not gonna let me into the hot tub?
Not gonna get in the hot tub. You keep talking like that. All right, we're back Monday at 1, live from Ralph's in Redondo Beach. Go Rams! 710 ESPN.